Well, welcome back to Crusade Radio. This is Larry Lassiter. I'm your host for this program, and this is about a healing testimony. And we're going to get started by introducing Tabitha Turner. Tabitha,
hello.
Glad to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you.
She is a member of the Crusade Church, and she has been the recipient of several healings, but this is one that is kind of multifaceted, so we're going to get started on this. She was healed of a shoulder injury, isn't that right?
Yes, a rotator cuff tear I had for 7 years.
And what I understand is it wasn't even, the doctors weren't even able to repair it by surgery, isn't that right?
They didn't want to mess with it.
Man. And I guess you were on a lot of pain medication?
Yes, I was on a lot of pain medication, and then over the years built up a little bit of the tolerance.
Wow.
So.
Well, I had a rotator cuff injury myself one time, and that was so painful. I mean, it just felt like sometimes like my arm was just being torn off.
Yeah, every time I breathe, I could feel it,
pain.
So.
Well, how did that happen?
At work. I picked up a 5-gallon bucket full of potatoes and water, and it ripped it.
Oh, man. So how did it come about? I see that you can raise your arm fine now, can't you?
Yes, I can.
Well, how did it come about?
Well, we were at praise and worship on a Friday night. We start our Sabbath service like that. And you, my pastor that night, it was one of the first times that the Lord had told you to go around the room and bless people. Well, this particular night, you come to me and you said, when I quit smoking, God would use somebody in the church to heal me.
Now, you know, how long had you been in the church at that time?
I think 2 years.
Yeah, and you had smoked, really, almost your whole life.
Since I was 3, yes.
That's just amazing, because I guess you just grew up in a family that thought that was cute.
Oh, yeah. They thought it was cute, me relighting cigarettes for them.
And so, you know, for you to live without cigarettes would be a very difficult thing.
Yes, it was. It was like that was breathing to me.
Well, I remember that, and I didn't know how God was going to bring it about, but I was confident that he would.
Yeah, I was too after that night, because I recognized the Holy Spirit when you were going around to people in the room, and when you come to me, I felt the Holy Spirit, and I knew it would be done. I just didn't know how.
So what happened after that?
Well, a couple of weeks later, a guy in our congregation came. He had been there for maybe a year. But anyway, he came in on a Friday night, and he just went down on his knees on his face, you know, and he didn't come up the whole service. And the next day, he shared with us that the Lord come to him and asked him what he would want, and he knew the Lord meant what gift he wanted.
What spiritual gift?
Yeah, what spiritual gift that he wanted. And that was uncalled for him, too. So this was a new step.
That's right, because, you know, that was Dustin McNeese, mm-hmm. and his uncle, he was raised in the Worldwide Church of God. His whole family was in there for multiple generations.
Yes.
I knew him when he was a little child back in Worldwide.
Yeah.
And his matter of fact, I served under his uncle, Nelson Haas, who was a pastor here in the Russellville congregation. That was a big step for him to yield to the Spirit like that. But I remember that.
Yeah, he was really excited. But he told when the Lord asked him, he said healing. But when he got through, he was like, I don't know why I said healing. I wanted prophecy, you know. So we were just waiting on him.
Amen.
Or someone. We didn't know it would be him, but someone.
And then there was something also. I think my daughter Sarah sent you a card.
Yes. Well, I'd got up on a Saturday and asked for everybody to pray for me. And on the way back to my chair, I'm kicking myself in the tail saying, well, I don't want to quit smoking. I hadn't even tried. Then a couple of, a week later, I think it was, Sarah sent me a letter in the mail, and it, and some chiclets in there, okay, and the letter was so encouraging. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Nothing's impossible with God. I mean, just really, Sarah is an encouraging person, and it was awesome. And I'm sitting there feeling guilty because, well, I was sitting there and I looked down and I seen fruit on the chiclets. And my mind went to Galatians 5, fruits of the Spirit. And when I did, it went to long suffering. And I started thinking what God had done with our family healings, my daughter's spina bifida. That's an amazing one too. Maybe you'll hear it later on. But, I looked down and that's fruits of the Spirit, long suffering. And that was August the 6th of 2002. And today is, July the 21st of 07. So that was almost 5 years ago now. And I never even went outside to smoke another cigarette.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And there was a time, I know we were having a particular powerful testimony service.
Oh,
and
yes.
Dustin was, you know, just moved by the Spirit to just get up and to do battle with
Satan.
And
well, one of the ladies in the congregation was really frustrated, and the devil had beat her up that week. And Dustin got angry at the devil, so he went upstairs to pray. And when he went upstairs to pray and everything, the testimony service went on. It was really powerful that day. I mean, strong, powerful presence of God. And he had come down and sat behind me. Well, we're a real touchy church. We love each other. We touch each other on the shoulder and stuff like that.
Amen.
So, you know, that's nothing.
No.
Not even to look back to see who it is.
Sure.
You know, and I'm sitting there, and I feel a hand on my shoulder. And the Holy Spirit told me, he says, you're healed because he prayed. And it was strange, you know, to hear that. So I got up and I went to the restroom, and when I went in the restroom, I took my arm and I put it completely over my head.
Hallelujah.
And I hadn't seen my armpit like that.
Praise God.
I know it's funny, but I hadn't seen my armpit like that for years.
Amen.
And
I remember what happened next. I remember you running from the bathroom and jumping up and down with your arms held high, praising God, and saying that you were healed, and we all rejoiced. And, you know, an interesting thing that happened, God did use Dustin to touch your shoulder and heal you after he had asked for the gift of healing, even though in his mind he meant to ask for the gift of prophecy. But, you know, when he came down, before that happened, he spoke a prophecy without even knowing it. You remember that?
Yes.
I don't remember the prophecy specifically right now, what it was.
He wrote it down upstairs.
And he came down and he didn't realize it was a prophecy.
No.
And when we heard it, you know, the prophets are subject to the spirit of prophecy. And we recognized that was this prophecy from God. So God just, in His infinite wisdom, he knew that he wanted to use Dustin to touch you and to heal you. And
right.
So we all rejoice. Well, have you had any more problems with your shoulder since that time?
Oh, no, none at all.
Praise
God. I mean, I praise him all the time for it. And another thing with Dustin, his prophecy, it was awesome. It was an awesome prophecy. I don't have it on me, but maybe we can find that. But it's just amazing how God uses people.
Well, for those of you who are listening by radio or even if you're listening on the internet to this broadcast, we do have a prophecy page, and his testimony may be on that prophecy page. We, as Tabitha said, neither she or I can remember exactly what prophecy that was that Dustin gave, but it's probably at our prophecy page. Tabitha, we appreciate you being with us today.
Thank you.
And for all of you out there in Radio Land, thank you for joining us. And tune in for more powerful testimonies and miracles.